she can keep in mind. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, October 2nd, 2024, episode 107. Curry and the Keeper. Oh, hello, my queen! My queen! Not of the Oriental scene. Hello, how are you? Hello, hello.
Is that cultural appropriation?
Yeah, I hope it is. I'm doing my best here. Hello, hello,
hello,
beautiful.
Hello, my love. How are you?
And we are drinking. Woo-hoo. Yes.
I'm back on the sauce.
Cheers.
You know, on the sauce.
Thank you, Damonette.
I will explain after we sip.
Okay. And we are, well, let's have a sip.
Okay.
Because this is actually my current favorite house wine.
We've moved from the Argelay.
It has 90 points. I will point. 90 points. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh.
I know, right?
What is that I taste?
It's extra goodness.
Yeah. But
it's
what's the flavor?
Flavor crystals.
Oh.
This is... If you've never had
fan
this,
favorite.
If you've never had this, it's the Miomi. Some say Miomi, M-E-I-O-M-I, Miomi. Pinot Noir. It's the bright.
Yes. In the clear bottle.
In the clear bottle. Now, it's only 8% alcohol, which is actually a little bit low for a wine. And it comes from California. In the clear bottle, it has 90 points and also...
What's the description?
90 calories per glass.
Oh.
So it's good and you lose weight. Oh. Check this out. They're marketing. At only 90 calories per serving and 8% alcohol volume, Miomi Bright Pinot Noir is a lower alcohol, full-bodied Pinot Noir with a fruity character.
I can definitely taste the fruit. That's why I said
fruity.
What's the-
Silky texture and balanced acidity.
Mm.
So what kind of GMO wine is this?
Huh.
It's from 2021. It's a Pinot from 2021.
It's bioengineered.
Yeah, well.
No wonder it tastes so good. Fake news.
I don't think it's fake news. No, but it's interesting.
Huh,
I didn't know about it. I do. I didn't know about the 90 calories.
Yeah.
How you like my wine now,
I'm going to drink it every show.
How many calories are in a normal glass of wine? All of
about like 100. It depends, like a 5 ounce. It depends on the wine.
Well, you got a 3 ouncer there.
Oh, I'm very poured 3 ounces.
Yeah, of course. Did you see it? Yeah, look, I'm going to ease you back into it.
Yes. So the reason I'm drinking is because we had Pastor Jimmy and Annette over for dinner last Friday. And you were outside grilling with Pastor Jimmy.
Of course. We were doing the manly thing at the Pit Boss.
And she goes, Tina Curry.
Oh, she pulled the Tina
she
Curry on
the
you?
Full name. She mm-hmm. goes, you need to be drinking with your husband on the show. That's what your show is about. You need to be drinking with him. I'm like, okay.
Well, thank you, Damonette. Not only that, but after I had said that I liked the dress, the one that you
that I was going to take back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to take it back because, and now the thing is, when you put a dress on and I say, no, it's no good, then you immediately believe me. Well, you put this dress on. I said, this is a great dress. I love it. Yeah, it looked better in the store. I don't know. What do you mean look better in the store? So you were on the fence and then they came over and said, would you please put the dress on?
Yeah, she told me, go try the dress on. I go, I'm bloated after all the pistachios, but I'll go put it on.
Oh, exactly. Then I had to tell the story of Cindy Crawford.
Yes.
About, I shouldn't have had that half a bagel.
Right, right.
Please.
Right.
Anyway, and then everyone loved the dress, and miraculously, you loved the dress as well. Don't listen to your husband.
Well, I said that the second time I tried it on, I was like, you know what? I do kind of like this dress now.
Already texting me from the store. I don't know about this dress. I can't pull the trigger. Now, you're texting a man who can't see anything. And I'm like,
and you're just like, get the dress.
What is
the
correct answer here? She's like, yeah, get the dress. I don't know. It's like, I don't know what you wanted me to say.
I know women are so complicated, aren't we?
Sometimes.
Because you don't ever call me and go or text me and say, I don't know about these jeans. Should I get the jeans or should I not? You don't even shop for your own jeans. I buy them
That's
for you.
Right. I'm like, babe, could you just give me some jeans? And you're like, what size are you this week?
You buy a couple hoodies. That's what you buy.
I bought two hoodies and I bought a sweatshirt, which you made me take off yesterday.
Well, you can't. Okay.
It's my favorite. It's my Don't Stop Praying sweatshirt, which I really love the message. And I'm just going to put this on, you know, because we're going to do a meeting with Dave and Gordon. You know, doing this whole God project. I'm like, oh, cool. I have this Don't Stop Praying on because it's a Zoom call. And I walk out of the bathroom. And by the way, it's amazing how I could say like, hey, isn't it great weather today? Or, you know, I love you. What doesn't matter what I say, you'd be like, I don't like you in that. Take that off. Now, we have that agreement where either one of us can say that and we'll take it off. But it was harsh, man. Okay. It was like, I have an 11 a.m. call. Like, okay, go take it off.
Let me tell you why. Okay. So the collar is so stretched out and your neck looks like a pencil neck. Your neck looks so lean. Yeah. Next to it's the not stretched out.
It's just big. It's not stretched out.
And I was like, man, your head looks really little.
You didn't say that. Now, you're saying that now for the show. Ha, ha, ha. Very funny. You're like, I like you better in hoodies. I'm wearing the hoodie. You're wearing the hoodie. It's 100 degrees outside. I can never do it right. And then last night, I take it. We're watching TV. I take off the hoodie. I'm wearing my wife beater. You're like, wow. Yeah. That's the man I married. And, oh, boy, with your belly sticking out like that. Awesome. Awesome. So anyway, how was your week? See, the sauce is working. I got her laughing already.
I'm sorry. Well, just like you, you're like, take that off. I was like, take that off. Yeah. Your head looks too small.
I listened. You didn't say that yesterday, but okay. I'm glad because that would have been even more hurtful than it already was. Like, take that off. Your head looks so small.
Now when you walk out, when you see, if you put that on again, that's the only thing you're going to look at. You're like, oh my God, my head looks.
No, you already took it away from me.
I didn't take it away from you.
You said, I'm going to take this. I'm going to use it. You were going to wear it.
Oh yeah. Something. I said, I'll take that off your hands.
You're going to cut it, aren't you?
No. It'll just be big on me. No. It'll be big like over leggings.
No. Over leggings? Mm-hmm. I could wear it over leggings.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
I don't think so.
In your man like spandex?
Peter Pan. Oh, no, goodness. It's no good.
Goodness.
No good.
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to say right off the top, even though we're laughing, having a good time.
Uh-oh.
We've been praying every single night for everybody in North Carolina, in Tennessee, in Georgia. We know a lot of people who've been affected by this.
People who know people.
Mm-hmm. Did we talk about the sneakers on the last show?
No.
We didn't talk about it. I talked about No Agenda. Mm-hmm. But this lovely millennial couple had reached out to me called Opie Way. They're in some high-end fashion stores. Saying, you know, we just want you to know there's some millennials out here who are grinding. We started this company, put everything into it. We have a little factory here, and we'd love to send you some shoes. And I was showing it to you like, you don't even wear sneakers. I want the sneakers.
I know. These are like high-end, cool handmade, leather sneakers, handmade. And I'm like, you don't even wear sneakers. But they need to send them to me.
Right. So that was the conversation. Yes. He wanted to do a, you actually asked me like, you know, he said, thank you. Cause you guys have kind of kept us going throughout all these years. And we've been listening to the show when we're in the shop and everything. And one makes some No Agenda sneakers. I'm like, yeah, you do whatever you want. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then 2 days later,
I know,
I get a email from him. He says, our entire shop was destroyed.
I know.
And
what's the name of his company?
Opie Way. Opieway. Mm. And, so they had a GoFundMe cause they're, you know, everything was in that. And it's they have pictures on Instagram.
Oh, the shoes are floating in the water.
It's so sad. And there must be 10 or 20 people who are working there.
So they're all displaced.
We sent some money to the GoFundMe, and I'll put a link in the show notes. I've just been listening to the ham guys, actually, for the first time in my existence as a ham radio operator. They're really doing a great job.
Yeah, because the community, I know that Musk was trying to get Starlink out there. I don't know what happened to that, but there was
some
virtually,
have been going, yeah,
everything
they have been
was
getting
wiped
some
out. Yeah.
Yeah, they've been getting some.
I checked in with a few people that I know live in Asheville, and they were bringing me up to date. And then Shelley Carpenter, I read what she wrote on the message on our Substack. And yeah, there's a lot of conspiracies going out there. I know there's a lot of stories swirling around. And I said to you, the one thing is that these conspiracies, these stories are swirling around because nobody trusts our government. Nobody. They don't trust. They think that they were behind it. They thought maybe HARP was behind it. And then you got Kamala saying that she's going to give everyone $750. Like, are you kidding me? When we just sent how much to Ukraine?
Well,
so that's the whole thing. So all these stories are coming up because of the lack of trust in our government.
So I, And yes, that's true. But also, as Americans, we should never rely on our government. We've always relied on our neighbors, our friends, our family. And I've just been glued to the ham radio repeater because it's linked through to the internet. And the stories of how people are helping each other, everything from, can we get someone with a helicopter up? Because it's just civilians flying their helicopters now.
Yes.
In fact, I called up to the Lincoln Airport and we donated gas because these guys are, you know, you're filling up your helicopter or your plane 4 times a day. I mean, that's about $300 a shot. Yes. So I'm like, let us buy a couple tanks of gas for people. And they're really nice. They're super happy. It's like everyone's pitching in because we can't do anything physically. So we can at least
And Caleb was doing a drive.
Doing a drive.
Anything anybody can do to help, even if it's $20, like send it. It'll make
that's
a difference.
And it was interesting because in the car, I was, and you know, tune in, you can find all the local radio stations. So I'm going down the list and it's like 2 NPR stations. This is Fresh Air with Terry Gross. So they're playing
the
network
regular
stuff.
Programming.
All the other music stations, you know, playing network, basically nothing except for the Christian stations. The Christian stations, they're collecting money, they're collecting goods, they're organizing stuff. Radio has completely fallen down. I mean, that used to be
your
local, all media.
I don't think it's getting the media attention.
No, not at all.
Whole towns were wiped out. Mm-hmm. It's so sad. But yes, we are praying. We are praying for everybody.
And people are, this is what I love about America. People aren't just waiting for their government. Nope. We're stepping in. We're moving in. We're flying in. We got people bringing insulin through drones.
But even bigger than that, boy, I thought we were so divided. We're not divided.
No.
When something like this happens, we all come together. They just want us to believe that we're divided.
Amen to that.
Yeah. So anyway,
we're praying. We hope everybody else is praying because they really, really need it. And everything just feels kind of unimportant.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's why. Okay. So the big thing was the hiking trip. We're leaving next Thursday.
Which is in the Smoky Mountains, in Tennessee.
Yes. And the Smoky Mountains didn't get nearly as damaged as Eastern Tennessee, but it did get a lot of rainfall. And we've been in touch with the Explorer Chick, which is the adventure hiking group. And they've been saying they're in contact with the rangers out there and that everything is fine. The weather's going to be good. You know, we'll be able to be accessible. And I said to them, you know, I have to be honest, I'm feeling kind of guilty that I'm going to go and enjoy this trip when so many people are suffering, have had catastrophic loss. Mm-hmm. And she said, you need to remember that you coming out here supports livelihoods of people who live there. And so, so we're scheduled to go. Unless something else happens, there's not supposed to be any other rain that's coming through. So week from Thursday. Oh, and I am really happy to report the puffer coat is not going. Nope.
Man.
I win with the puffer coat.
It's only 71 degrees.
It's low of 50, high of 71. I'm like,
you're going to be wanting your puffer coat when it's 50 degrees and they're doing a nighttime hike.
You're not doing nighttime hikes? No.
So you're going to be, we're doing the show though, right? Because you leave Thursday and you come back Tuesday?
Early Thursday morning.
From San Antonio?
I probably should have somebody take me to the airport because it's a 7:20 flight.
Yeah, we can have
Robert.
Robert take you. Yeah.
Because it's so early. Yes. And then I'll be back on Tuesday late afternoon.
Ready to do the show.
Filled
with stories, hopefully in one piece.
Yes, I'm not going to be using any walking sticks again because that's what
was the walking stick that made you fall?
No, it was me looking down, but I had the walking sticks in my hand, and I will not make that same mistake again.
Be careful, please.
I will.
Yeah,
I will. This is not nearly as strenuous as Utah.
There's no more helicopters available in the area if I have to come and get you, so it's going to be a little tougher. You know, it's just going to be hard.
Oh, gosh. I got to buy the insurance too. I got to do that. Because I bought the insurance last time, all right, $50, and it paid for the entire emergency.
All the emergency stuff, which would have been $1,000 or more.
It was like $1,100, go to the emergency room.
Amen.
In the middle of Utah, nowhere. So we're set to go.
I'm stoked.
I am too. I've never been to the
Smokies. Pastor Jimmy and I are going to be hanging out a lot together.
Oh, really? Does Annette know that?
No. she does now. I'm capitalizing his time. We have a lot
He's
of things.
He's got a job,
to,
you know.
So
got,
do I, but we got stuff to do. We got things right. to go through. We have the world to save.
Okay.
We have information, man.
All right, man.
New things have come to light. Okay. Big news of the day, everybody. This is a big one. We are, and I know everybody is very invested in this. And yes. so I'm very happy to report.
Yes.
Phoebe is down to 97.6 pounds. 97 points. The ladies at the vet were like, yay, Phoebe. Because this dog is so good. She gets out. Have you noticed that she's very, she's really in tune with us and she's listening? Does she not?
Maybe? Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Because, you know, she gets out and I said, let's go pee. She pees. Let's go. And the vet off, she didn't used to like to go into the vet office.
No.
And I was like, okay, come in. She goes in. And then, hold on, they got to get the scale ready. And then, okay, get on. She gets on. She stands there and waits until I say, oh, Phoebe, you're only 97.6. She goes like, what? And everyone's cheering.
Did she ever get a treat from the jar or no?
No, treat from the jar. We went to buy her big bag.
Big bag of dog food.
So anyway, that was a good weigh-in. We're very happy. And yes. I came home, told you the first thing you said, see, it was your sister.
No.
It was your sister.
It was your sister. Sneaking you treats.
That's right. Something must have been going on there.
Now, if we can just get her to 95, that should be the next.
I think we can get her there. Yeah.
And she's, you're almost there.
And I'm she's like, happy. She's jumping around. She's very
frolicky.
Very frolicky, light on her feet. And
yeah.
The other day you watched a Cesar Millan video.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
Well, will you want to explain?
I thought you were going into it.
That silence is your cue.
Oh, okay.
It's like,
well,
be professional.
We've had an issue with Phoebe with cars and trucks, really like trucks and SUVs.
Trucks with trailers.
But then it expanded into just trucks.
And then so it's just anything.
She would just like go after them. So, and I would always go and brace her and hold her if I saw the truck coming because I'm like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. And then I watched this Cesar Millan episode where there was another dog who was doing the same thing. It was going crazy because another dog was walking along the other side of the street. Mm-hmm. And he said the dog was picking up on the owner's anxiety, mm-hmm. like fear.
He walked it past
stress.
The dog and it was nothing.
And it was, And so we tried that and I did it too. And so I was like, I'm not going to react to this.
Immediate results.
No, she didn't react at all.
No,
nothing.
Like, I'm in a car.
I think the big thing is to see if there's another dog. That's the big thing.
Yeah. Well, we may not be there yet, but it's us.
Yeah.
It's obvious it's us because I've also been like, because, I walked down the busy road here with her on the afternoon walk, and there's been normally trucks and stuff rattling by, and she'll see it coming in the distance. Now I'm just like, I center myself, like, calm.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even look up.
Yeah.
She feels so much. What, she's so in tune with us. It's amazing.
So true.
Yeah, but I can hear Sir Scott going, I could have told you that. I know exactly. I've been telling you this.
I had to see from Cesar Millan.
Yeah, I'm sure Sir Scott is pissed now.
But she loves to frolic through the tall grass. Yeah. I mean, she's so puppy-like. We talked about that the last show. She is.
Yeah. Very puppy-like.
So, hey.
Hey.
Let's talk about your new flex.
Tina's like, can I take a picture of you on your phone? I said, yeah, sure. Just right after I take my shower.
No, and then, you're like, let me do my hair.
No. I have my finger in the air. I'm doing a Kamala. No, that's not what happened.
No, she says, don't.
I said, sure, right after I take my shower. And then I see you go, I said, oh, you're writing the newsletter right now. Let me just do my hair.
Yes.
That's what happened. Because see, this is how much I understand you because you were writing the newsletter. You wanted that picture. And I was like, yeah, sure. I mean, I look like crap. So let's do it after I have my shower. And then you deflated. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I had to put it all together because you didn't say anything. I had to figure it out myself. Like, oh, she's doing the news. Let me just do my hair. You can do it right now.
Yes.
And then you took a picture and made fun of me as usual.
Well, no, before we even took the picture, I saw it coming through on Amazon and I'm like, did you order a flip phone? You're like, yeah, it's the new thing.
$63.
I'm like, really? And then you're like, so this thing, it's like a flip phone. The screen is about an inch by an inch.
It's more than that. It's 1, 2, 3. It's 4 by 3.
No way.
Yeah, sure. Look at it.
That is not 4 by 3. That's maybe two by two.
Look at that. 1 inch, 2. Okay. 3 by 2.5, maybe.
So you go, hey, you bring your phone over. Look at this video that Pastor Jimmy's doing. The thing was so small. I'm like, let me get my magnifying glass. You're playing this video on this little flex phone. That should be the title.
Flex flip. Yes.
Flex flip. And I'm like, this is so small, Adam. Like, you're like, isn't it great? Look at the quality of this video. And I'm like,
well, compared to my other phone, so let me just explain the backstory on this. The flex part, I actually read a few weeks ago that the new flex for executives is a flip phone. And then one of our No Agenda producers said, you know, I just got this cat from Caterpillar, literally from the,
yes,
from the machinery, yes, guys. He said, I just got this flip phone, the S22, and it's really cool because, and here's the point, it's really a full smartphone. And you can set up anything you want. But as you notice, it's such a pain in the butt because it's so small and it, you know, it flips up a little on-screen keyboard. It's hilarious to try and type on that. So it's really only good for like the actual basics, which is because I was feeling that I was getting sucked more and more into algo holes. And I'm, you know, it's just like I'm wasting so much time reading, you know, Twitter and other things, even our own social networks. I need to segregate myself from this. So literally all I have on it is the U version. So in the morning I do it because, you know, a U version.
I know I see you doing U version on this little
the study
screen.
Bible. I do have email in case I need to pick up an email, but not for actually doing email. SMS, it does really well. So I can do I can now do the cross swords emoji. The iron sharpens iron. I was really mad. I couldn't do that with my phone. And Pastor Jimmy's always sending me cross swords. I'm like, I can't do that on my phone. So no. I'll just write it cross swords, iron sharpens iron. So I can do that. It has a podcast app and that's it. And so in a pinch, if something happened, like, I don't know, we're stuck somewhere and I call the emergency services and they want to send me some kind of link that I have to open, I can actually do it.
Oh, that's good to know.
I can actually do it. So it has cut down my, even the last two nights I go to bed, it's so useless to read on. I just close it down.
I know.
I rub you to sleep.
Cause I go, oh my gosh, you're turning off the light. Cause usually the light from your phone illuminates the whole bedroom. Yes. And I was wearing the mask that Ashley sent me for a while and then I got tired of it. And so now I just stick my head underneath the covers.
Pillow.
Covers.
Oh, you sometimes, if you're mad, then you put that pillow over your head.
Yes.
Signifying I'm mad.
Yeah. Don't talk to me.
Don't even
breathe on me.
I'm mad because your light is on or whatever. And then yeah. Okay.
Well, and I make sounds like,
and you roll over. Anyway, and I noticed that I fall asleep almost as fast, a little bit longer, takes me a little longer, and I wake up and I'm much more refreshed. I feel like my brain has gotten into a good
state. Yes, because that blue light, that light is not good for your brain.
Well,
and I know a lot of people go to bed, you know, like they look at it and fall asleep. And
yeah, but I mean, and I would just be reading nonsense until I got bored and fall asleep.
I know, like, you used to read code. I'm like, what are you reading? I'm reading code.
Yeah, I do like reading code. Even Dave Jones is like, what are you doing, bro? You're reading code in bed? That's pretty hardcore. Oh. And it's been great. And this other phone, you know, which it has all the other stuff I need. It's just in the
studio. You've got this phone over here. What is this phone?
That's the light phone.
And do you even use this?
I might.
Okay.
I ordered the light phone 3, which is going to be a little bigger. Gracious. And
your phones are like my shoes.
A lot cheaper. The flip phone, $63, young lady, $63.
I could have ordered a pair of shoes for $19 today.
And look, you double tap and the flashlight comes on. How cool is that? And you can drive over it with a truck. You can drop it.
You said, I'm getting more spam on that phone.
No,
more political emails.
No. That's,
or text.
The text message. I'm just talking about today.
Oh.
After the debate, last night before the debate, it's full on spam. It's like, hey, this is J.D. Vance. Oh, sure. Let me read that one. Hi, it's Tulsi Gabbard. Oh, okay. Hey, it's RFK Jr. Hi, it's Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson's campaigning for them too?
I think half of these may be scams. Oh, you don't even know. I'm not going to tap on any link.
Yeah,
and of course, they made the mistake weeks ago saying stop.
Oh.
And they went, okay, stop. You're not unsubscribed. immediately five other numbers. Bling, 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 bling. Now, it's horrible.
Yes.
It almost makes me not want to vote.
Oh.
At all. It's so annoying. And I don't know. It's just, I don't like it.
They're trying to get to you some way because we don't watch television, so we don't see any of those stupid ads.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, yeah. So I'm super happy.
Nice about new flex you got there.
It has. I was very productive today. I love that I'm just not looking at it's all the stuff I don't need to look at.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all this stuff that's popping up, and it's Telegram. You know, I don't want to look at Telegram.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything.
I get a ton of spam email. Ton.
For you, a ton is like five.
It doesn't matter. I never that's used to get ton. Them. It happened started about 3 months
see,
ago, and I
you want to see my spam email well, box? You, it's I mean, hundreds.
How many unopened emails do you have? I remember when I met you, you had 30,000 right unopened
no,
emails.
No. I was inbox zero before dinner. Right now, I have 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
But your emails automatically go into different folders.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't read any of that stuff. No, I have. Well, that's where the newsletter always goes. So I have to go look, you know, I have to go look at the newsletter. My newsletter folder is 4,165 unread. It's, you know, and sometimes, you know, like once a week, going, oh, let me see what newsletters there are.
See, where I have to clean it out. It's like delete, 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 delete.
I know. You also have to swipe up on every app on your phone before you go to sleep. Okay, let's just swipe it up. Just clean it all out. You know, you can do that with one move now.
No.
It cleans everything.
What
do
you do?
I don't know. I remember that being an Apple thing. Like for people who find themselves cleaning up all these apps at night, you can do one gesture and it cleans them all out.
Yeah.
But you just like doing it.
I just feel like it's like putting your clothes away.
Even though it's completely meaningless. Yeah. It does nothing. Doesn't make your phone faster. Doesn't make your phone sleep better.
It doesn't do anything. It's the organization. Like I don't like to have emails in my inbox. I have some emails
in there. So I have the same. I am inbox zero every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah.
But that's after all the filtering takes place, which is hundreds and hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
Hundreds. Some people have their own special email boxes.
Yes.
David Wicker. So, because then I'll see like, oh, you got 60 emails and 20 are from Wicker. Like, I feel better if I can just go to the Wicker box and go through 20 all in one go. He knows it because I'm replying to five at a time. Like, oh, this is great. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
So otherwise it's very traumatic. Like, I got 200 emails.
I can't, it would be hard for me to go back to that kind of lifestyle of answering emails all the time because I remember when I worked for Cole Taylor Bank way back in the early 90s.
You had email then?
We had voicemail.
Oh.
And it was an hour commute into.
So you would listen to your voicemails on the way in?
Oh my. And it just never ended. It never ended.
And would you be forwarding? Were you one of those people who would forward
for
emails?
Sure. Oh. Yeah. I mean, if I had to, or people would forward stuff to me and it was just constant.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thought of, the thought of going back into an office and just parsing through emails like brings me nightmares. Yeah.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Yes, I know. And you do it every day.
Yeah.
You do it every day.
Well, Mondays, I try not to.
Yeah. It's your Sabbath, as you say.
I try to make it a Sabbath.
Sometimes it works.
Pastor Jimmy, he texts me on Monday, Sabbath day. Enjoy it, brother. Have you gotten your to-do list yet? I said, I'm being real quiet. I have not seen a to-do list. I'm not going to ask for it. And there was no to-do. There was no to-do list this Monday.
No, but I brought you in a Post-it and you're like, there it is. And I'm like, no, it was just a note to like not do something that I asked you to do via email. So you were waiting
for it. There it is. There's my to-do list.
I did leave a couple Post-it notes though. I left you the list for the grocery store and to check one thing on American Express.
Took care of all that, baby.
It's effective though, right? You
the
like
Post-it notes are great.
The Post-it note strategy is good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Okay. Yeah. Right. I love it when you leave and you leave me a whole bunch of Post-it notes. And I put them on the mirror in the bathroom and go, okay, done that one, and take them off.
I don't do that. I haven't done that in a long time.
The last time you went on your trip, I think you had like 8 or 9.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to leave you some this time.
It's better to have individual tasks on each individual Post-it note and it's like different colors.
Yes, because you have a to-do list on your, a different color. Okay. You have a to-do list on your Remarkable.
Yes.
And I'm like, aren't you supposed to go take your car in to get it serviced? And it's on my to-do list.
It's on my to-do list.
I go, how long has it been on your to-do list? And you go, I just copy and paste it on my new to-do list every week.
Yeah, that's right. I'm getting there.
No, this is where we...
October 20th.
Did you make the appointment? You are not going to get in. I'm telling you.
Hello, I'm Adam Curry.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, Mr. Curry, we're just going to disappoint someone else for you, Mr. Curry.
Okay, yeah, nice no ego problem. You got going there. Mm-hmm. I can't believe you haven't made the appointment. This is the difference between you and me.
I still have
my 11 days. My light comes right up. My light comes up and I'm like, oh, got to make the appointment. I make the appointment. I get it done. I'm done.
Okay, here's why. Because I feel like a slave to this car when the car says, it is time for you to get an appointment. I'm like, I drove 3,000 miles. Like, okay. Like, you need to get an appointment.
You have to take care of it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm quadrant two. You have to take care of it. I'm all about preventative.
I'm space quadrant.
Space quadrant. You do that with a lot of things. What was the other thing? Oh, your driver's license. You got the paper in the mail and you put it on this mess. If you hadn't picked it up,
I would have completely forgotten.
And I was like, I'm going to go see if I can kind of clean this up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, she's got 2 days to
renew his license. That's why there's two of us, babe. That's why there's two of us.
What is on this list?
I don't know. Let's go look in the pile. I'm sure there's something there I put there that I have to do. Anyway, that's why there's two of us, baby.
I can't manage you, though.
No, but you're doing a great job.
You did thank me, though. You said, you're like, I opened the drawer and all my underwear were in the drawer.
No, it's not what I said.
What did you say?
I have to tell you, I have this amazing drawer that just has an endless supply of underwear. It just keeps on coming out. It never ends. It never ends.
And I said, I wonder what that feels like.
Yeah.
And then I said,
and I didn't say anything. I just went like, that's great, baby. I love you. Thank you so much for that. That's all I had to say.
No, I said, I guess it's like having a credit card that works all the time.
That you never have to pay off. Just happens. It's bottomless pit.
I never have
just
to pay off.
Keeps on getting paid off.
I think it's paid
off because, man, what did you show me today? What is the interest rates now for credit cards?
Just
31%?
31% on my Nordstrom card.
Wow.
Yes, 31%. Crazy. That's criminal. That's criminal.
I was talking to my buddy today, and he used to be in mortgages. He left mortgages for a different sales job.
Have a little more?
Yeah, sure. Whoa, what?
You gave me like 2 ounces.
Well, I didn't want to.
Just a little. It's 90 calories.
He says there's almost no mortgage business.
Why? Because people, that's good, honey. Because people can't get...
Well, it's like golden handcuffs, first of all, because, you know, most people don't, you know, they have under 4% if they've been in their home. And so they have some equity and they want to get some money out, pay off the credit cards. And he says, but then right away, they'll go up to 7 or 8%. You know, boom, 7 or 8% on a refi.
Oh.
It's like, no one's doing that.
Uh-huh.
It's horrible. So there's no one's getting mortgages. It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's bad. Geez. It's bad out there, people.
It's bad.
And I said, well, we have under 3 and we're not moving.
We're not going anywhere.
That's the only way to
and
go.
We're not getting a second mortgage either, ever.
No, we don't need one. No, we live within our means.
But we're hopefully Bitcoin goes up to
a million.
Even 100,000. It'd be nice to cash one of those babies in. Yeah. Anyway,
I can hear the Bitcoiners go, no. It's going to go to 400,000. Don't do it.
Don't.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, so we got to finally hang out with Pastor Jimmy and Annette. We had the moment for dinner.
It was overdue.
I know.
Yes. I thought you were going to tell a great story.
No, it was just fun to hang with them. I mean, we always have such a good time with them.
It always comes around to talking about God and Jesus, and it's always good stuff.
It is.
Always fantastic.
Yeah.
And I love it to say, Brother Jimmy, would you mind blessing the food tonight? Because Tina and I are so sick of hearing each other pray. It'd be great to hear someone else's voice in this house.
I don't get sick of you. You obviously get sick of me.
No, it was just a joke.
Yeah. But it was nice. It was nice to just hang. They brought a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, good bottle. Yeah. Nice bottle of
grilled
champagne.
Grilled up some ribeyes and some filet mignons. Yeah. It was nice. It was just nice to hang with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Phoebe was smiling at them.
She walked in the door.
She was smiling. It was so obvious.
She loves Jimmy for sure.
She does.
She loves him. So that was fun. And then I got to spend some time with Annette on Saturday. I ran an errand with her. And so that was fun to do that. That's just like, I haven't done that in a while. Yeah. So it's nice to do it.
All right. What else you got on your list? I got plenty on my list, but it's Europe. I've talked about my phone. I've talked about all kinds of good stuff.
So I ordered a new hair appliance.
Oh my God. Yes. Speaking of flip phones, speaking of Flex, Tina opens the drawer in the bathroom, like, she had a box. I'm like, oh, you have a new hair, a hair stick.
A curling
hair stick. I call that a hair stick. So she has a hair stick. Like, oh, this one's gold. Ooh, fancy. Yes, she said, this is this size. And she opens the drawer. And there's 8 hair sticks in there. And then she's like, no. This has the clip for the curl. This is 1 inch. This is 2 inches. This is 3 inches. This one is a wand, a literal wand.
This is a straightener.
Do you use all of them? Do you use all those different? And I mean, yes. By the way, you do you, boo. Whatever you want is good. Yes.
Yeah. My hair appliance drawer looks like your toothbrush drawer.
Yeah.
Your toothbrush drawer reminds me of when we were dating. Okay, so we decided to move in together.
I have three such places. One, this entire studio. Two, yes. The toothbrush drawer and my
junk drawer.
My junk drawer, which is where I keep everything else.
I mean, that.
There's guns in there.
That's really the real you.
There's European currency.
There's like 1,500 euros in there. We got to take those to
There's
Europe.
All kinds of vape appliances or vapes I probably don't even use anymore. I know. But we need to do spring cleaning in the spring.
It'll be worse. You're almost a hoarder.
Well, I wouldn't go
you're
that
a drawer
far.
Hoarder. You're a drawer hoarder.
A drawer. Okay, I'm writing that one down. I'm a drawer.
So
is that draw or draw?
That's drawer, not even a word.
Drawer. Well, it is now. It is now.
Well, so when we decided we were going to move in together, and you had movers at your apartment and I had movers at my apartment, and we converged onto one apartment, our beautiful apartment in downtown Austin. Yeah. And I was in charge of emptying all the boxes. I don't think you emptied one box. I took control because I'm like, I got to organize the home.
Yeah. I think and I you just were like, stayed
thanks,
out of the way.
I'm going like, to build my studio.
Earn
in the
your
closet.
Keep, girl. You know,
I was working full time then. So I remember going in the bathroom and I'm emptying out one of the boxes from your bathroom. And in the box were empty boxes, empty medication boxes. They were empty.
Didn't they literally pack up my trash bin with the trash in it?
Yes.
And they took the drawers
and they just dumped it in the box. And I'm like, Adam, why do you have empty boxes in your drawer? And that's what your drawer looks like now.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Well, I have a lot of appliances for my teeth. I do have a lot of appliances.
You've got a lot of toothbrushes because you go get your teeth cleaned every 8 weeks and they give you a new toothbrush and you've got a stockpile of them in that drawer. Yeah.
But you know, it's like, there's going to be someone coming over to stay and like, I forgot my toothbrush. Oink. Look, I've got one for you right here. We should probably just move some of those in the packaging upstairs.
Okay.
That looks good. Like, how thoughtful. In case I forgot my toothbrush. I have one here. Yes. Yeah.
But anyway, so my hair appliance drawer.
I've just cleaned up my drawer.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, the toothbrushes are going to move upstairs. Oh. I've already arranged it all. I have extra floss in there. I've got special skewers and twangers and harps and all kinds of stuff.
Exactly. It's two drawers, a studio, and a car.
My car is not a mess.
Oh, when I drove your car, I'm like, Adam, what is all on the side of your door here?
That's just tissues and receipts. Yes. And I empty it out periodically. And the other day when I went to go get my boots, I realized that I probably, when you said, that's a mess, I probably cleared it all out and threw that receipt for my boots into the trash as well. Oh. Luckily, I'm Adam Curry.
Oh, jeez.
Well, Mr. Curry, we'll find your boots, Mr. Curry. No problem. We know you. You're famous here in Fred. Oh, we see you playing I played Willie at Java Ranch.
Yes.
And he beat the pants off of me
two times
in a row.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was so good. It was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good player, man. When he's on his game, he's a good player.
Yeah. Yeah. He loves seeing you every Sunday. I say that all the time. He loves it.
He plays chess all over town.
He's at the Starbucks.
Yeah. So, I played Willie. You played chess with Willie? Oh, yeah. Some lady came over. Excuse me. My husband is a chess player, and I want to get him a good chessboard. I love this chessboard.
Oh.
And I said, give me your email address because I can't remember the name.
Yes.
What's the name of the...
I don't remember.
Exactly.
Forge, something.
It's our guy.
Yes.
It's our guy who made it.
I forget.
I feel
he's so, making me the mosaic of the Chicago skyline.
Anyway, I have her email address, so I'm going to send it to her once I remember the name.
Yeah.
Valley Forge? No. Forge Woodworking?
I think his name's Ken. His name's Ken.
Oh, I felt I got it so in my emails. Dumb. I felt so dumb. Like, oh, it's a great guy.
That's lovely, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Aww. And she didn't really know what's going on. Willie's like, and she's like, what?
That's how he sounds. That's exactly how he sounds.
I love him in church behind us.
He's singing too.
Oh, he's definitely singing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's. No. I think he's come out of his shell.
I think he has too.
Yes, he has.
And, yeah. And he's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
What do you got on your list over there? You said you had some things to talk about.
Well, I just wanted to say that I did this. I had this great a couple of things happened. First of all, on Saturday, I'd committed to doing a virtual podcast summit. And I was like, it was the 2.0 guys and they're putting it together. And it's like, DJ Valerie B. Love, and she's going to be hosting it. It was all online. And I was like, okay, I should do this for the group. And I'd seen her at a Bitcoin conference and she was talking about value for value. So I knew that she knew what she was talking about. But she's doing this like hour-long fireside chat, which is, there's no fireside. And I was here and she was in Hawaii or whatever. And all of a sudden she says, tell me about your faith, because she got saved a couple of years ago. Aww. And it was like, we had this whole God talk. It was amazing. Aww. And people were in the chat room. Oh, I'm so glad you guys are talking about this. It was just mind boggling. Mm-hmm. And the same thing happened the other day when I showed up at the Union of the Unwanted. There's also all these, there's just Christians coming in from everywhere.
I know.
There's so many people, and recently saved. Uh-huh. So many people recently saved.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
And these are, these are hardcore dudes.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to see. Yes. It really is.
Yeah. I loved it.
And so just quickly, one other thing. So December 16th, he's kind of anonymous. Mike set up the Minneapolis Value for Value concert.
Oh, that's right.
The big one online. Yes. And so he says, I want to do one in Austin. He's footing the bill for all this stuff. He said, I want to do one in Austin. I've reserved Antone's.
In downtown Austin.
Austin. Mm-hmm. He said, and he's already got his lineup and he's got a headliner and everything. He said, I would love it to be Adam Curry's Boost the Gram Ball Live. I'm like, really? He says, yeah, man, this would be so good, because then, we can have some kind of draw and it'd be the MC, it's four or five bands would be the MC for the night. And so as I'm thinking about this, and this is this morning, I'm thinking about this call I'm going to have with him. I'm like, I need to get Boost the Gram Ball going again.
Oh, was this your call that you had this morning? Okay.
No, well, the call this morning at 11, that was with Mike. That was the whole.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm thinking about him like, the problem with Boost the Gram Ball is not the hour it takes to record it, because I can do that. It's like this show. Like, I walk in, I'm happy I do a show with you for an hour, talk to my wife, it's great, we go watch some TV.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I got to work. so stressful.
I know, I say that. So gosh, I got a job tonight.
Oh, no, what am I going to do? So for me, it's like chewing gum. I'm like, this is great. But it's finding the songs,
Yes, because you have to parse through so many of them.
And listening to other shows, what are people playing? And so I was just thinking like, man, if someone like Jim Costello, if he could help me with that.
Explain who that is, Jim Costello.
Ainsley Costello's dad.
Who is like a breakout star for the Boost the Gram.
Yeah, she was the big first star kind of in the Value for Value podcasting 2.0. And her parents are, they set up Phantom Power Music. And so they've been helping artists get lined up.
How are they doing with that?
It's tough. It's hard.
Yeah.
They have actual jobs outside of this. So it's a real lift, uh-huh. And if only someone like Jim could help me. Ding, my phone literally goes, it's Jim. He says, I've got this great Christian artist on Value for Value. I think it's right up your alley. And by the way, it's a great song what's the guy's name? Anyway, it'll come to me. And I say, can we talk today? And he says, 4:00. And so I pitched it and was like, I would love to do this. So we're going to start every 2 weeks. he'll get me a list of songs, you know, with,
so he's going to parse, he's going to go through them for you.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. He's going to help me produce it. And, so we can get this thing back on track. In particular, you got to do this, you know, in lead up to the concert. I got to play the artist.
You know what would be really, really, really cool?
Embleton. That's the guy's name. Embleton. What would be really cool?
To have the Dorfels there. That would be amazing.
That's a good idea.
That. Thank you. I would love that.
I will talk to Mike about that.
That would be really.
It would be great if we didn't have really the Dorfels cool. there. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I'm Adam Curry.
I'm Tina Curry. I'm the keeper, man.
We'll make it happen. Hot mic. Hot mic. Hello. Adam and Tina. Hot mic. Hot
That's
mic.
Really cool. The God wink for cool? sure. That's a God that wink. Cool? Yeah.
So, and he said, yep. He said, I'll have it. We'll do it. We'll do it.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
And because he's really in that. He really knows everybody. Mm-hmm. He knows what he says. I think you don't like. So, yeah. Yeah. No devil stuff. Okay. No swearing, no devil stuff. I'm just not into that. He says, no. He says, everything. I know exactly what you want.
Yeah.
Says, good.
Yeah.
Good. So I'm yeah. very excited.
Oh, that's I'm awesome. Very excited. I
yeah.
Because
it's like, it's so easy for me to pump out the show. It's just, I can't find the time to do all the other research. I'm not in it that yeah, much. You know?
I know.
So,
I know. And that's the You're busy. You got a lot going on. You got a lot of balls you're juggling up in the air.
Well, then there's the God project. God,
yeah, yeah. The Godcaster.
Oh, oh.
Oh,
I gave it away.
Oh, did I?
That's okay.
You have to edit out. We'll just beep me.
Yeah,
beep.
Okay, beep. Yeah, like I'm going to go back and edit that. I'm not going to edit that.
Like you told me the last time. Yeah, I'll edit that, baby. I'll edit Don't that worry. Out. And I'm like, yeah. You didn't edit it. You're like, I never was going to.
That's the gag. That's the gag.
Yes.
We don't edit anything.
Yeah. So we ordered a whiteboard.
Yes.
We
yes.
ordered a whiteboard.
This
because
is amazing.
We were sitting there and I'm like, oh, we need to pray for Brandy. My really good friend, Brandy, her puppy has cancer and he's not going to make it. And yeah. then I got a message from Dame Christina Pearl about her aunt. And then you were getting messages about for people to pray for people. And I said, we need to start writing this all down. So I ordered a whiteboard.
And I said, how about a whiteboard?
Yes. And so we're yeah. going to do a whiteboard so that we can pray for all
now,
these people.
Now how does that work? Do you like when you're praying for, can you open your one eye and look at the list?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're walking the dog. How do you pray and walk the dog at the same time?
I start off, I go. Okay. Since you yes. asked when I, okay. Would you like okay. to know my sequence?
Yes, I would.
So I pray when I'm walking with Phoebe and we have a road. There's almost no one on there except for
Michael.
Our neighbor, when he goes to work on his electric bike with his gear, Michael's got a lot of gear going on. And, so when I walk down the driveway, I do the Lord's Prayer with my eyes closed.
Oh,
mm-hmm. And I just walk down slowly and Phoebe, you know, she has to do her business off to the side. And then I know when I'm near the bottom and I open them, I'm done. It's not, you know, it's 23 seconds.
23 seconds long.
That's how long the Lord's Prayer takes on average. Mm-hmm. And then I'm praying all the way up and all the way down. And mm-hmm. I, of course I have my eyes open, but then it's a dialogue. I'm just yeah. in conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I start with my eyes closed. I've never fallen off the driveway yet.
Thank goodness. Now, if I see you go down, I'm like, what part of the Lord's Prayer did he go down on? My trials and tribulations.
I always start, good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Abba Father. Yes, God. What is the question?
Yes. I read somewhere that the acronym for pray, I mean, if you think about the word pray, what it stands for is P is for you start praise. Mm-hmm. R is, oh my gosh, repent.
Uh-huh.
A is ask. Uh-huh. And Y is yield.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh,
that's how I think
that.
About that. Usually I pray in bed. I mm-hmm. pray before I get up.
Mm-hmm. I pray when I go to sleep, mm-hmm. when I'm rubbing your leg.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
I'm just trying to go to sleep. I'm like,
Lord, I pray she goes to sleep. And then when I wake up, first thing, Lord's Prayer before I open my eyes.
Oh, you do?
Absolutely. Oh, that's,
and then you
Absolutely.
Do it again going down the driveway?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you are covered. You're way better than I am.
I got a lot of prayer yeah. to come, to go.
But I've got, I mean, I'm doing three devotionals. I'm doing three devotionals. Then I started reading the book of Daniel because I listened to Max Lucado on Glenn Beck. And he referenced Daniel.
Was he on the big interview?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
And so he was asking about, Glenn was asking about end times. And so he referenced Daniel. So I started reading Daniel. And then I'm also reading Acts again, since Pastor Jimmy and Pastor Brian are doing Acts. So,
mm-hmm. I've been reading Acts 2 and 3. Been rereading it.
Yep. So.
And then this secret project that we're working on, of which the name shall no longer be mentioned on the show.
I didn't know it was a secret.
My buddy, we haven't uncloaked yet with my buddy Dave and Gordon.
You can beep it out.
No, I'm not going to do that. We're 2 weeks away from some stuff. And I know Gordon's probably listening like, Tina, give it away. And Gordon always starts off our meetings. We have one every 2 weeks with prayer.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
Yes.
It's like a whole new way of doing business. Every business meeting should start with prayer.
I agree. And I'm becoming less and less prayer shy too. Mm-hmm. But one of the devotionals I'm working on is called, it's a 5-day devotional called The Gift of Rejection. And so I proposed it to Annette. I'm like, I would love to kind of cover that at one of the women's ministry.
Oh, you would do that on stage?
I asked her. The topic.
Oh.
You know, because rejection is huge. Everybody feels it. And how do you overcome it, you know, God's love? And I proposed that to her. But I want to talk about, I'll tell you about my God shout in a minute. But at church on Sunday, when they were playing the song Firm Foundation.
Yes.
And the lyrics. Well, I was wrestling with, I had reached out to a dear friend of mine and I hadn't heard from her. Mm-hmm. And I was upset that I didn't hear from her because she usually always texts me back. And I know that she has a lot going on. And it was noticeable that she hadn't responded to me, but I felt such peace about it, which was really strange. It goes into this whole gift of rejection. I felt very peaceful, like, it's not me. There's obviously something going on, but it doesn't have anything to do with me. Mm-hmm. Where before it would have been, was she mad at me? That song, Firm Foundation, when they were singing it.
The Rock on Which I Stand?
No, it's I've got joy in chaos. Peace that makes no sense.
Yes.
I won't be going under. I'm not held by my own strength. Because I built my life on Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful in every season. So why would he fail now?
He won't. He won't fail.
I've still got joy in chaos and that's got peace that makes no sense. And because I felt that peace was the first time I ever. So I know that God is healing me from that. I know that.
Yes.
So,
that's beautiful.
Isn't that cool? I was like, wow, this is like, I could feel the transformation in real time.
But it's okay if you say
like
and do a little vocal fry,
which goes right into my God shot. So if you want to go right into the God shot,
good cue.
Tina's God.
There it is, everybody. The highlight of the show, Tina's God shot.
I'm a professional.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. See,
yes,
I know how are. To cue. I know you how are. To cue it up.
That's right.
So, I got to spend more time with Annette yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so
you're lucky you.
Yes. And so we were at lunch and I love that Pastor Jimmy and Annette are standing right by our sides. I mean,
we're very fortunate to have.
Oh my gosh. Them. I mean, we are so blessed because of their direction, their guidance, their love, their leadership. They've taught me so much, especially when I was going through all that stuff in the summer, which was really hard for me. And Pastor Jimmy and Annette just taught me. Thank you.
Tissue.
Taught me so much.
Yeah.
And so I value that. That is such a gift that God gave us. I mean, it's like beyond. Yes. And so she says to me, she says, okay, I need to talk to you about a few things. This is pastor, pastor to, I don't know if she said friend. It's
pastor moment.
Pastor to, I don't know, remember if she said friend or not. And so she was coaching me about certain things and, you know, saying, you know, like being careful about chosen words, that it's very cultural. And so I said to her, I said, you know, it doesn't have to be pastor to, I don't think she said friend. I said, it could be friend to friend because I value your guidance so much. Mm-hmm. And I learned so much from you that I welcome it. And I love it. And so I was going through my love letters to God journal. That's mm-hmm. what I call it. Yes, instead of my prayer journal.
Which is a very favorite title of many.
And I knew I had a scripture in there about it because we talked about it one time. This was a while ago when I thought that you were correcting me. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that a long time ago? And I knew I had it.
I remember it like yesterday.
You're so traumatized.
Okay.
So I, sure enough, second page in there.
Oh, you had it right there.
And it's Hebrews 10, verse 24 through 25. And it is, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another and all the more as you see the day approaching. Mm. And so I felt like that was that encouragement, you know, but yes. What's so cool about it is the fact that I recognize it as encouragement and I knew there was scripture about it. I knew it was God's word. I knew it was God's word, you know? Yeah. So instead of being like, huh, she's trying to tell me what to do. I was just, my heart was completely open to it. And I love, I mean, that's what she does.
Yeah.
That's what she does. That's her, they minister her
mission.
And I don't want her to be any different to me just because we're such good friends that,
I would say Pastor Jimmy and I, you know, he'll say to me, there's little cues that we have, which is unnecessary, but he'll say pro tip.
Yes. Yeah.
And so I know that, okay, pastor moment, just like I'll say to him, executive producer moment here, get on the mic, you get closer, you know, whatever. But back to what you said, we are just incredibly fortunate.
I know.
Everybody should be so fortunate.
I know. Fantastic. And Pastor Jimmy, he's so smart.
I know. Annoying, right?
No, not annoying at all. You may think that. You say that about your bestie?
I'm just
mean.
Kidding.
You're mean,
I'm
Adam
just
Curry.
Kidding.
Just because you're Adam
He's
Curry.
He's annoyingly smart. I know. Now, what always gets me, he knows the etymology of all of the words.
I know.
And the Greek and the Latin. And like, what, did you go to school for this? Yeah, he did, actually.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's been a pastor for, what, 38, 39 years?
Now. I showed him some of the memes people make about us on... People are so mean with their memes. It's like me and Jimmy in a car. We got like Jewish hats on.
You never showed these to me.
I showed them to him once. He's like, oh, this is great. You got to send those to me.
I like the one that Renee sent me about AI, where they like,
it was
the guy from Scooby-Doo. I forget, handsome guy. And he was like uncloaking,
the AI.
AI. And it was Clippy
underneath.
Anyway, you have to show me some of those memes.
I will. Yeah, they're pretty funny. Yeah. Well, we had a good laugh over it.
Yeah.
We need to thank some people. Yes. We've got some corksuckers out there.
Now it's time to hear from the corksuckers.
That's right.
We got to hear from those corksuckers now.
What did you say?
Yeah. What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the corksuckers.
We got a lot of blessings.
We did?
From the corksuckers. Yes, we did. We did a lot of... Now, this is value for value, so it's not like it's a subscription. We don't have any premium content behind a paywall or anything. No ads, of course. We just love to get some value back from you. The best way is tell people that the show, tell them about the show, get them to listen. We have CurringTheKeeper.com. There's an about page and shows you how you can donate through PayPal. We love stuff in our P.O. box, although cobwebs this week in the P.O. box.
I opened it and I blew like dust.
Did we thank Michael Anastasio?
I know, for I got his note right.
Why don't you do that right off the bat? So because we've been talking about it for...
So Michael sent us 3 bottles of wine. And of course, as soon as Pastor Jimmy and Annette came over, Adam's like, pull out that bottle of wine that Michael sent us for me and Jimmy. So he said, young couple, thank you so much for all the value you share with Vineyard Nation. Please accept this wine as a small token of appreciation. Share God, share love, and share wine. Your OG Salmonier, Michael.
Oh, man.
P.S. Amy and Eliza. Eliza is their
beautiful dog.
Dog that smiles all the time for the camera. Send love as well. So anyway.
And he sent another picture of him actually pre-gaming.
With the Curry the Keeper glasses.
With the Curry the Keeper glasses, yep.
You know, Pastor Jimmy and Annette love those glasses, by the way.
Good. Yeah.
Hey, also, I just want to mention... Hey. October is Pastor Appreciation Month, so make sure you get out there and appreciate
your pastor.
Yes. Show, you know, little tokens of, you know, appreciation go a long way.
Even just a little pat on the shoulder.
And we know they work hard. We're up close.
They're like podcasters. They work nonstop.
They are podcasters too.
I know.
Anyway.
Living up in a down world. Or as some would say, living up in a world down.
No, and Annette wants to change the name.
Which I won't let her. I won't let her. I'm like, no, it's living up in a down world. Just Jimmy just has a wire crossed in his head right now. We'll get him out of that.
Did he say living down in an up world? Did he really? No,
living in a world down. It's like, and Annette's like, we need to change the name, man. It's the best part of the show. It's hilarious.
I haven't listened to the latest one.
No,
I did boost them though, because I was like, just so Annette knows that I.
Oh no, that was on the show. Oh yeah, it was on the show. Believe me, it was on the show. We have a big baller boost. $100
which
came in through the PayPal.
Oh yes.
From Omega Man.
Yes.
Now let me tell you about Omega Man. I've known him for 20 years.
Really?
He's been podcasting since the very beginning. He has over, I think, 18,000 episodes he's done. This guy is
wow.
But I never knew he was a believer.
Oh.
And he is, so I guess he finally figured out we were doing the show. He boosts us. He sends us $100 and he says, and I made a song for you. And he wrote the lyrics. I'm pretty sure this is AI, although it's not bad. I have to play at least a minute and a half because the lyrics are fantastic.
Okay.
And if this is AI, sign me up for the rock and roll version. Here we go. It's Curry and the Keeper from Omega Man. Okay. Listen to the lyrics. You'll like it.
Adam on the mic. Tita takes the lead. Curry and the Keeper. It's the show you need.
Bend those strings.
I like it. I think you need to make an ISO out of this.
Listen to it gets even funnier.
Grab your coffee. Grab your wine. You're gonna have a good time. We love the Bible. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yeah,
I dig it.
Tune in every week and you'll never be bored.
I dig it.
Isn't this good? Is it like 30 more seconds?
Stories that inspire as we navigate life. We will make you smile. We love the Bible. Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Tune in every week and you'll never be bored.
Okay, this next bit is the last bit.
Okay.
We have a dog named Phoebe. What are you waiting for?
Woo!
Isn't that awesome?
I love it.
Yeah,
you got to ISO at least the first part of it. That's really cool. Yeah, oh, that was really cool.
I'm going to put it in the show notes so people can download the whole thing. I was playing it real soft because I didn't want you to hear it. I was like, oh, this is so funny. We have a dog. Phoebe, you hear that? You made it into the show, girl.
She's out. She's out. Are you going to read his note? I mean, there's just a little note with the PayPal.
Go ahead.
It says, Adam and Tina, Omega Man here. Shouts out from your brother in the Lord, OmegaManRadio.com, where no demon is safe.
That's right. That's
Thank
right.
Thank you so much. That's
that
so
was
cool.
Great, brother. Appreciate that.
So cool.
Then we have a Striper PayPal from Gary Blatt, $77.77.
Nice.
I didn't see a note from Gary.
I didn't either.
So thank you very much, Gary.
Yeah,
if
Gary,
you send
thank
a note,
you.
We'll be happy to read it afterwards. And then coming in with a baller boost, 100,777 sats, Pastor Jimmy.
What?
That's right.
Wow. Was that a typo?
No. No, we've been boosting big.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been boosting.
You want to be in the top 10.
We're like boosting big to each other. And he says, boosting big for Phoebe the rescue dog. Now, who rescued who? Much love to our besties, KYBO KTLD.
Wow.
It was in the newsletter?
What was in it?
About the rescue dog?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So here's what I didn't tell you.
Yeah?
It was a centipede.
What was a centipede?
That Phoebe saw.
Where?
That's what she was pointing out to me the other day. It was a baby one, but one that would grow into one of those big black ones.
With the red head?
Yep.
Are you sure?
It was a baby one, but it was moving very fast. And Phoebe immediately showed me.
Was that today?
No, that was the other day. Oh. I was like two days ago.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, there's a bug over here.
By the bedroom door.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
I thought it was yesterday.
Yep.
It was a centipede.
Yep.
Oh.
And Phoebe, because normally like a cricket or something, she goes, oh, it's a cricket.
Yeah.
Doesn't care. She knew it was not good.
Are you for sure it was like one of those poisonous ones?
Well, at first I thought it was like a caterpillar.
Uh-huh.
And then I went to go get it with a piece of paper and went, burr, burr, like, no, these are one of these centipedes. Like,
you stepped on it.
Oh, yeah, of course. Ugh. Well, this was a baby one. So that's when I said,
where's the mama?
I said, maybe I should have the pest control guys come again.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
You do not want to get bit by one of those. You have to go to the emergency room.
We check our bed every night, and we know that if we ever find anything,
Tina's never sleeping in it again.
Have to be burned.
You know what I'm worried about? Because we have to get a new bed eventually.
Yeah,
I'm worried about when we take that bed out and we underneath that bed, they're dead centipedes. I'm like, I'm so worried about that.
Really?
Oh, there's some underneath there for sure.
I don't know.
Get everywhere. Anyway. Well, thank you, Pastor Jimmy. That was very, very kind and generous.
Fantastic. Yeah. Then $33.
Oh.
Sir David Foley, the Grand Duke
of the West, Coast.
Yeah, of all of California. Thank you, brother.
Yeah,
so nice.
Thank you, David.
Appreciate that.
We love you so much.
Ashley Wright comes in with her $7, as she always does, a regular. Thank you, Ashley.
Yes.
Then with 9,000 sats, comic strip blogger.
Oh, CSB.
Howdy, love birds.
Hi.
Your alcohol and Jesus couples podcast is fun. What kind of podcast? We do an alcohol and couples podcast?
No, alcohol
and Jesus.
Jesus
couples podcast.
You know what? That's our new brand. What's your podcast about?
Alcohol and Jesus.
That's a good show title.
Alcohol and Jesus. I don't know, man. Okay. You're wine and Jesus. Okay. But alcohol and Jesus is like, bring and green.
It's not like we're mixing martinis here.
No, right. Your alcohol and Jesus couple podcast is fun, but so is couple podcast by Spencer and his wifey, Lorian DeLorean, available at bowlafterbowl.com that I recommend. They smoke and talk about marijuana, pot, and cannabis. Oh. Go check it out.
We've heard about this before.
I was on the
Oh, you were?
Oh, yeah. Their Big No Agenda stream podcast. Okay. They're fantastic.
Okay.
They're
nice.
Great.
Nice.
Randall Black with his $5.
Yes,
thank you, Randall.
Thank you, Randall.
We always appreciate you. And then with the mini striper boost, 77, Sir Brian with no eye.
Let's see. What does he have to say about himself now?
Well, let's find out.
Okay.
I'm reading it cold.
Okay.
What do you mean that you almost walked into a wedding party? Oh, that was when we were after the movies.
Oh, at the Mangiano's.
Why didn't you just go in?
Oh.
One time we found out there was one at our hotel, so we went upstairs to change into our nice clothes, and then we crashed the party. We got free drinks. We made friends. I got a girl's phone number. We even won raffle prizes. I highly recommend doing this.
You know what? That night did not end well for him. So I'm not going to... I know that story, so you're...
Busted.
You are busted.
Bad idea.
You're painting the wrong story.
Bad idea supply.
Yes.
And this life hack is proudly brought to you by Sir Brian with an eye patch.
Oh.
In the evening, y'all.
In the evening. Thank you, Brian.
Let's see. We have OG Salmon Ye with 3333. And he says...
Michael?
Yeah.
Oh,
he
Michael.
Boosts as well. As a salty Italian, I approve the title of episode 106. This message has been paid for by Enablers Anonymous.
Thank you,
and
Michael.
He's funny, too. 3333 from our favorite Pastor Combsy.
Pastor Combsy. He's in there.
He says, praying for all those affected by the hurricane, may the peace of Christ be known, and may his children be his hands and feet during this time.
Yes.
Prayer emoji.
Yes.
Absolutely. And then Gene Everett comes in with 3333 twice with a boost, boost, boost. Boost, boost,
Thank
boost.
Thank you, Gene.
Well, let me give you a
boost, boost, boost.
Where does Gene live?
I don't know.
Is that it?
That's it.
You know, there's a big No Agenda meetup on October
18th
in Fredericksburg. So
Curry and the Keeper. The Keeper will be there.
I'll be there.
Curry and the Keeper.
Brian, bring the wine. Don't forget.
It's a No Agenda anchor. And it's No Agenda meetup.
Yeah,
but of course,
No Agenda.
But of course, Curry and the Keeper. I mean,
I wasn't going to go. I'm like, I'm not going to go.
I'm like, you've been advertised. I keep saying Curry and the Keeper. I didn't say and Tina. No, I said Curry and the Keeper will be there. I've been, stealth advertising
this. Yes.
So it's going to be great.
Yes, it'll be fun.
And it's going to be at the... was it called 1776?
No, it's called the Full Moon.
Oh, yeah.
The Full Moon. It's right here.
Noagendameetups.com.
Yeah. The Full Moon in Bed and Breakfast.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, there's people coming from out of state, I believe.
Bar.
Yeah. I'm excited. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay. Let's go. No, we're behind. You know
what? We are.
We're running along.
Again?
Alert the affiliates. The
question. You going to do your bogus narrative?
Huh?
You can do bogus narrative?
What?
Like, I'm not ready for it.
I'm not ready.
Know. Will I participate? I don't know.
Thanks for doing my work. There it is. It's time for the question of the week. Tina has the question, so she already has her answer ready. It's really just here to embarrass me. Okay, what's your question?
Why does this embarrass you?
Because
we're learning more about you behind the man, Adam Curry.
The man behind.
The legend.
Oh, okay.
The legend, Adam Curry.
All of a sudden, this is my favorite segment.
Oh. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
What was your experience with punishment growing up? That's a good one, right?
It would always start with Adam Clark Curry. Then you knew punishment was coming. My mom was a spanker.
Yes.
And she would say, I'm going to spank you with the hairbrush.
Yes.
It was a plastic hairbrush. And her main threat was, if you were really bad, bristle side down.
Oh.
That was my... Now, did she actually... I think maybe once I've gotten bristle side down. And one time my dad... took the belt to me.
Oh.
And that soured our relationship for many years.
Yeah.
How old were you, you think? 13.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, granted, I was being a total turd.
Yes.
No doubt about it.
Kids are tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that I would say.
So you were beaten basically.
Not within an inch of my life.
Yes.
And whatever it is, it certainly got my attention.
Yes.
So I have to say that it was the threat. My mom, she would do it in public. She's like, I'm going to do it right here. And she would have the hairbrush in her bag.
Oh.
And she'd pull it out.
Wow. Wow.
And she would pull your pants down and spank you in public.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. She's hardcore.
Yeah.
Good old Valerie.
Oh, yes.
See you someday, Mom.
Yeah.
What do I hear? Oh, I heard like some,
you know, during when we were growing up, that's what parents did. They spanked their kids.
They spanked their kids. Yeah.
And so, yeah. I mean, there were seven of us in that little 980 square foot
one
home.
Bathroom.
We drove our mom crazy. Yeah. I'm surprised, you know, she didn't beat us to a pulp. And she did. I mean,
okay.
We were definitely punished, but we never had like marks of like child abuse.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
So my mom would pull our hair.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
She'd pull your hair?
Yeah. Pull her hair. Yes.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We would get spanked. My dad would pull out the belt and he would hit us with the belt on the bottom.
Yeah.
I mean, never like we never had welts on us or anything like that. The one thing I hated more than anything was kneeling. We would have to kneel in the corner. And in our bedroom, we had this tile that was like, it was like flat rocks. Like it was bumpy.
Yeah.
And we'd have to kneel. On
the bumpy rocks.
On the bumpy
How
rocks.
Long?
Until they told us that we could get up.
How long?
Oh, I mean, it seemed like forever, but our knees would be embedded with the, yes, yep.
No wonder you're so traumatized.
We'd be in the corner with our nose in the corner kneeling.
Wow, yes. Did you have a dunce cap on too?
I'm sure we drove them crazy, so we probably deserved it.
Five girls, yes.
But not only that, when I was in school in fifth grade, my teacher, Mr. Clark, used to take us and shake us like rag dolls. It's cool. Oh my God, he would take us by the shoulders
and
shake
you? Oh no, you can't do that. I mean, they used to throw erasers, our teachers.
Oh no, he would shake us and there would be a paddle. So if something happened, they had a paddle with holes in it so you could hear the air.
Whack.
Oh yeah, they would whack the kids.
Oh man.
Oh yeah, we all got beat. No. Maybe we need to beat more kids now.
Well, now you're talking. Yeah, there you go. In Jesus' name.
But even though, like I said,
the Bible does say the rod.
Yeah. But even, like I said, even though we were punished, we were not, like some children are just grossly abused. We were not grossly abused.
No.
And we probably deserved it because we probably were fighting all the time.
Yeah.
Who wants to hear that?
Yeah, did you ever spank your girls?
I never Ellen, at least once. Mm-hmm. Yeah, never Ellen.
I think I spanked Christina once.
Once. Yeah. She was being...
But I was the guy like, you leave your dirty dishes around. I go and put your dirty dishes on your bed.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, and I wouldn't be like, stack it nice. It's like, here you go. Oh, is your bed all dirty? Oh, maybe you should clean up your dishes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was good at that. Or I'd threaten to go shoot her horse.
I know. Well, we talked about that. I called up the adoption agency and wanted to hand off my kids.
Those are the best. Those are creative ways, creative threats.
And you know what? The good thing is our daughters still love us.
Yes, they do.
They love us. And we talk to them all the time.
That's the good news.
Yes,
that's
that is good the good news.
All right. We've gone long. We've gone way over our time. We're 1:14. What are we doing? We got to get out of here.
Let's talk about.
I am looking forward to next week already.
Yeah.
I know it's a chore for you, but you're pretty good at it.
I'll be here.
Okay. I love you, Mrs. Curry.
I love you too, Mr. Curry.
See you next week, everybody.
Curry and the Keeper.